Now stay tuned for To Your Health, where food is on the table and center stage. To Your Health is brought to you by Hamilton's at First and Main, celebrating over 20 years of sustainable fine dining on the downtown mall, by Be Vital Healthcare, optimize health and performance, and by Rebecca's Natural Foods in the Barracks Road Shopping Center. And now, here are your hosts, Mike McBee and nurse practitioner Melanie Dorian.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. This is Mike McBee. Welcome to Your Health, airing each Sunday morning from 8 until 9 on 97.9 The Renum with my co-host Melanie Dorian. She is a functional and integrative medicine nurse practitioner. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning to our listeners.
Yeah, and we have got Carla Shiflett from Posture Studio, and I will let Melanie describe that a little bit more. Take it away, Mel.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike. Carla, thank you so much for joining us, and good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So to our listeners, I have to tell a little bit of a background story here because Carla, she's one of my favorite humans on this planet. I've known her for years, and she also rehabbed me from pretty significant injuries in the past. So Carla is the owner and founder of Posture Studio here in town. She has a beautiful center on the downtown mall, and she does what we call functional movement. And her approach to Pilates is functional movement based. And it's really amazing. And she helps people rehab from all the way from just dysfunctional posture to significant injuries. She works with the whole spectrum of people, which is amazing, from peak performer athletes to executives to mom and pop who have injuries, and also with the elderly, which is near and dear to my heart, being an adult geriatric nurse practitioner. And she started doing this work in around 1998. Is that correct, Carla?
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's around the time that I was injured, I think. It's got it so long ago now. And that's when I first found Pilates and started really studying it because it started making a huge difference.
Awesome. Well, why don't we go right into your story about, you know, tell us a little bit about how you got to that approach, and then tell us what that approach is, because it's really unique within the realm of sort of rehab and movement. Your functional-based Pilates is just an incredible asset to our town and to the world of movement. So tell us how you got to it and then what it is.
Well, when I was in my late 20s, I was actually injured, and I had this chronic injury that I just couldn't kick. And so I went from not really thinking about exercise that much, but I did exercise all the time. And back then, 20 years ago, we did our versions of CrossFit. You know, we did a lot of like, you know, it was a bit different back then, but you know, we go to these power hit classes kind of thing. And I would do those like 3, 4, 5 times a week when I was in college. I majored in philosophy. So to me, I wasn't really thinking about exercise. I was thinking about, you know, philosophy and that kind of stuff. But I knew that I should exercise and I had a lot of energy. But I went from doing that to barely being able to walk without pain. And at first, when I was first injured, I thought, you know, well, give it 6 weeks, you know, and then I started doing rehab and, you know, that turned into years. I went on for a couple of years with chronic pain, was wrapping my knee all the time, had pain in my back, and it just became systemic. What was originally a knee issue turned into a hip injury, turned into a back injury, upper back injury. And so I kind of felt desperate. I spent so much money on all kinds of care. I mean, you name it, I did it. I did everything from like, you know, going to orthopedes to physical therapists to massage therapists, did Reiki, did meditation and yoga. And I kind of hit a wall. And at some point, someone referred me to an osteopath in town, Dr. Peter Bauer. And he was the first person that looked at me and said, "Wait, you know, you're completely out of alignment here. You know, your hips are going one way and your shoulders are going another way completely."
So and if you're, hold on, let me clarify this for our listeners because this is so important. So after years here, you were super proactive. You had this chronic pain. Mm-hmm. He was the first one to say, "You're out of alignment."
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had other people say it in their own way, but no one ever took the time to explain to me what was happening. And so they might give me exercises that, you know, in retrospect would help someone who was out of alignment. But no one ever said your hips are going in one direction and your shoulders are going in another direction. So before you do anything, we have to get those lined up. Before you do any of your practice exercises or your therapy exercises, you really have to watch your form and what you're doing. Otherwise, you're strengthening the issue. You're not strengthening yourself in a better position. So he was really the first person that started explaining that to me. Also things like, you know, I thought for years I had a pinched nerve. I actually had an elongated nerve, which can cause a similar pain issue. So I was stretching my nerves when they were already too stretched. And so I actually needed to kind of ease off of that. So just kind of the educational aspect really made a huge change. And then from there, he thought that Pilates would be great for me. So he referred me to Diana Bauer, who at that time was one of the only Pilates teachers. I think there was one other in town at the time. I mean, this is 20 years ago. Back then, that was kind of cutting edge. It still is, I think, in a lot of rehab facilities. PTs are now really starting to go, oh, wait a minute, there's something to this, and starting to integrate that into their practices. So 20 years ago in Charlottesville, Virginia, that was kind of brand new and cutting edge. And so I started seeing her, and it changed my life. I mean, I just started rapidly getting better. And I remember first thinking, I can't believe this is working. But so much of it was changing my proprioception, my awareness of my body in space, and then figuring out literally how to retrain my patterns of movement. And it took time and practice, but it changed my life. And because I had to think about it, it kicked in for me into that thinking brain for me. You know, I'm, you know, philosophy is pretty heady and moving, I don't know.
It's pretty heady.
It is. It's pretty heady. And moving, I don't know. I never really thought about looking at movement from a thinking perspective. But once I did and started really looking at all the implications, I was hooked and I completely changed how I felt and made me better. Has since prevented injury and also changed my profession. You know, it's what I've dedicated the past, you know, literally 20 years of my life studying this stuff.
That is awesome. Carla, I love your story. I've heard it before, but every time I hear it, it is so inspiring in terms of how you chose to take this, these challenges through your own chronic pain, through your own injuries, and just take it to that next level. And then bring in what I love, the heady part of Carla, which Carla can be pretty heady. And bring that heady part into analyzing and the analysis of how you moved your body in space. So what we call proprioception. Mm-hmm. For our listeners who may not be familiar with proprioception is the awareness, like you described very beautifully, your awareness of your body and your movement in space. Mm-hmm. So that is proprioception. And you just took that to the next level and you made a career out of it. And it's mm-hmm. amazing what you do. So explain again to us, like really focus now on what it is that you do and how you do it. And, you know, help our listeners understand how it is different than someone who would go to maybe a gym or a studio that focuses more on yoga and Pilates versus your functional-based Pilates approach.
That's great. That's great. Hey, folks, you're listening to Your Health right here on 97.9 The Wren. We are talking with Carla Shiflett at Posture, or from Posture Studio. That is your studio, correct?
Yes.
Yes, she is the founder and director of Posture Studio. And she was just getting ready. Mel asked her to describe a little more detail of what she does.
Mm-hmm. So when people first come into the studio, a lot of times people come in because they want to do Pilates, but we have a reputation for looking at people's movement patterns as well and preventing injury, also increasing performance for athletes. And so when people first come in, I do what was called a postural analysis. Now that's not uncommon in the Pilates world. They tend to do postural analysis of people when they come in. But to me, what made the difference in my life was the educational aspect for the client. You know, anytime you go to a physical therapist or a Pilates person, they're going to look at your form. They're going to look at what's happening so that they can build, and also athletic trainers, so they can build a program to meet your needs. But to me, like I said, people did that for me in the past when I was injured and it didn't help me because no one took the time to really explain to me what was happening, what was functional, what could work differently, how it was applicable to my life. You know, no one took time to say to me, every time you're practicing this, you know, hip hinge position, it's the same as getting in and out of a chair. So every time you sit down, think about this. And that's really what starts changing your patterns. You know, when you go in and work with someone who's looking at how you're moving, explaining your patterns, helping you figure out how to change them, then you go out into the world and put that into practice. Life is exercise. Your whole life, you're exercising. Right now, if we were to get up out of this chair, we'd be standing up from a hip hinge position. That is an exercise that's taught in gyms. And to understand how to do that functionally is really important because we do that all day long. And if you're doing that incorrectly all day long, then you're strengthening that issue. Then you're going into the gym and following that pattern you've been creating in your life. And so then suddenly people are saying, oh, I've got this knee thing, I've got this or that. But if you actually understand how your form is working and how to apply that to life, it makes all the difference. And to me, it's really about prevention.
Oh, I love that. I mean, you know me, I'm all about prevention and optimizing health. I do the biochemical aspect of things, but I view you really as you optimize movement and posture. And I have to attest, having gone through your program, that sometimes, especially at the beginning, just so maybe our listeners can understand, like these little movements that you have, that you teach us and that you and your instructors teach the clients how to do, is really foundational to what the bigger picture is, like you say, to become a functional mover, because we exercise and we move, that's constantly what we do. And that's one of the things at the beginning, I think I told you, I'm like, Carla, I have like sciatica and knee pain. Like, why are we working on my shoulders?
Yeah.
And Carla understood the big picture, guys. And she helped me understand that a lot of dysfunction lower down stemmed from neck, shoulder, back issues that I had, significant weaknesses that also progressed into other areas and created imbalances. So that the aspect of rehabbing the movement overall, how the body moves, not just if you come to Carla with, I have concerns with, you know, weak quads, or can't fire my glutes, or I'm having back pain or knee pain. Carla and Posture Studio, they look at the entire functioning of your body and your movement. Do I understand that? Do I describe that correctly?
Yeah, you do. And actually you were kind of classic because, you know, you were a professional athlete and you were my classic.
I was classic.
Yeah, you were my classic person. What I mean by that is like the person who likes to work out really hard, the classic person who doesn't like to learn this information. There's a lot of those people out there who are just like, you know, I have to exercise really hard in order to, you know, get what I need. So I don't have time for this. And I really beg to differ. I feel like you really need to make time for this because over time, what's going to happen is injury is going to happen. You know, but if you can prevent it, you're going to make your body last longer. You're going to be able to still do that marathon when you're older. You're going to still be able to walk up the mountain when you're 70 or 80 or 90. You know, these are the goals. And that's one thing that I always ask my clients is, what is your goal? And a lot of times people will say, you know, I want to get into this marathon by, you know, next month, I'm going to do this marathon, but my knee is killing me, but I'm not going to skip this marathon. From there, just kind of getting people to understand, like, let's slow down and let's actually look at movement. That can really prevent injury and move you forward in your performance and in your life.
That is amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Folks, you're listening to Your Health right here on 97.9 The Wren. We're talking with Carla Shiflett, founder of Posture Studio right here in Charlottesville. And you were just saying that you could actually prevent some injuries through proper movement. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And to me, this is where the philosophical aspect of all of this kind of comes in. you know, I mentioned earlier that that's what I studied in school. And to me, I was really interested in medical ethics. And to me, teaching people how to move properly and then keeping them from getting injury is truly the, it's medical ethics. It's an ethical thing to do, is to, if you're asking someone to go out there and move hard and move fast, and maybe you have someone who's pushing to do something, understanding how they're doing it is essential. You know, I feel like if I were to try to learn the piano, which is something that I like to play, I had to learn the basics first. You know, you learn your scales and you practice these things before you do the fancy stuff. And it's the same thing with anything. You know, if I'm going to go into a physics class, first I have to learn basic math. And then from there, I go and learn the next step and the next step. And then suddenly I'm doing physics. No one would ever ask Einstein to like skip all of that. Well, maybe Einstein, but nobody would ever ask, you know, me. No one would ever ask me to take a physics exam without understanding that basic math concepts. But we do ask people to go out there and push really hard, you know, like Nike's whole slogan, just do it, just get out there. Well, Michael Jordan is a body genius in my mind. You know, he was able to just do it. But for the rest of us, we kind of need to learn the ABCs of movement and then how to maintain that over time. And no one ever taught me that. And I'm sure that most of us aren't taught that. Even as a professional athlete, you know, with Melanie, she was taught how to maybe be a better performer on the bicycle. But she wasn't taught how to make sure that she maintained the health of her body when she was walking, or maybe how that could negatively impact other things that she was doing. So for instance, when I first met Melanie, she was still, when she was walking, she looked like she was still riding a bike because she was kind of in that rounded position. And I'm just using you as an example because, you know,
please do.
We're friends, and you, and I definitely was able to see that in you, but I see it all the time. You know, people sit at computers all day long and then they get up out of their computer and they're like, oh, I'm going to go exercise, so I'm going to get on my bike. Well, it's the same position you were just in for 8 hours sitting at a computer. And so you're getting up and then just like sitting in the same position and strengthening that position. And, or maybe like, I'm going to go run. It's not that linear, and that seated position isn't a whole lot different from running. And so they kind of are exercising, which is great, but they're not realizing that they also have to strengthen the oppositional muscles, because you want to make sure that you don't strengthen yourself to the position that you're leaning into all the time. You want to make sure you get the also the oppositional, the backside. So for instance, let's say we're sitting down all day long, I'm tightening up my hamstrings, I'm elongating my glutes and the upper part of my leg. So to counter that, I need to make sure that throughout the day, at some point, I'm strengthening my leg behind me, that I'm strengthening it in its full length, that I'm not just keeping it in that short, tight position. You know, got that it. I'm actually, and people a lot of times think that stretching is going to be the solution. Stretching is great, but it's not going to strengthen your muscle to its full length. And it's not going to strengthen the muscle going the opposite way. And so it's really important to do all of those things. It's really important to, yeah, get your exercise, whatever you love to do, but also maintain the length and strength of your body. And so if you're doing an exercise that keeps you in this flexed kind of bicycle-like position for long periods of time, it's really important to then make sure you strengthen yourself oppositionally so that when you're up and walking again, you can still be in that upright position. You know, postural strength is the ability to push into the floor up against gravity on a straight line. And we do so many things in that neutral plane. We sit, we stand, we walk. All of these things we do in a neutral line. And it's really important to, if you're too flexed throughout the day, make sure you extend. If you stand in extension all day long, you make sure you flex, so that you can get your body to line back up to be in an even line, a neutral set point, pretty much is what you're thinking of. And that was a lot of information, I know.
No, it was, but it's really important information, and it segues perfectly into, you know, some of your top tips that you would tell people, to our listeners, to how to keep, you know, maintain or get a good posture, but also how to prevent injuries. Maybe let's start with what you're seeing right now, because you already mentioned that a lot of people are sitting and doing, you know, video calls, like we're doing, video calls a lot more. So tell us what you've seen during this shift, especially, you know, through COVID and as people are working more from home. So tell us some of the things that you've seen shift a little bit in your clients in terms of needs or injuries or dysfunction that you're seeing.
I mean, actually, the three of us even here right now, in just as soon as we logged onto this call and seeing us, none of us have our situation set up properly at home. You know, I didn't put my computer where I typically would to be on a call. So my computer's not set up properly at all right now. So it's not allowing me to sit in a good position. You know, when I saw you and Mike, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to tell them what to do with their computers to get them in a better position throughout the day so that it better serves their body. You know, it's not bad to sit in a poor position for a little bit of time, but if you're doing that for 6-8 hours a day, that becomes a huge issue. And that's what I'm seeing in my clients, is people sitting virtually on these computers for long periods of time. And so people are getting issues they haven't had before. They might at work have a really great setup. They might have even had an ergonomics person come into their work and like create this great setup, but they weren't taught what that meant. They weren't taught like what they should be looking for. And so then now we're going home and we're setting up our computer at the kitchen table, and then we're moving to the bed, and then we're moving to the couch. And so just teaching people some basic understandings or information about how to better use a computer or be at a computer. Little things like your eyes are neurologically connected to your neck muscles. And so if you are leaning, and I'll just demonstrate this right now, if I'm leaning toward the computer, you can see how it shifted where my eyes were in my space, and it completely changed my neck. So now I'm straining my neck because I leaned in toward the computer and shifted my eyes up to see you. And so making sure the computer is close enough to you that the image can come to your eyes instead of you leaning to it to see it is really essential. Doing some basic stretches and strengthening for the neck. A lot of people are getting what's called tech neck. And so their chin is, because they're jutting their head toward the computer. And so the back of their neck muscles are in flexion and the front of the neck muscles are over lengthened. And so I'm seeing a lot of my clients come in just with their chin up in the air and their upper back rounded. And so teaching them basic exercises. These are things I've taught in the past for sure in my classes, but never as much as I'm teaching right now.
That is some great info, Carla.
You're listening to Your Health on 97.9 The Wren, brought to you by Rebecca's Natural Foods in the Barracks Road Shopping Center, by B Vital Healthcare, and by Hamilton's on the Downtown Mall, featuring sustainable fine dining on Charlottesville's Downtown Mall for over 20 years. Mike and Melanie will be right back. B Vital Health strives to support individuals, companies, and schools of all sizes in all of their health needs. They are now offering COVID testing to companies and schools. Individuals can come to the office, where in most cases, you'll be in and out in less than 30 minutes. They will also come to your company or school. You can visit them at bevitalhealth.com or call them at 434-964-6270. B Vital Health supports 97.9 The Wren.
Support for this station today is from Rebecca's Natural Food in the Barracks Road Shopping Center. During this COVID emergency, you can find out about Rebecca's daily hours, mail order options, and front of store pickup at 977-1965 or at rebeccasnaturalfoods.com. Rebecca stands with the community during this time of social distancing and is there to safely provide the nutritional support you need. That's Rebecca's Natural Food in the Barracks Road Shopping Center at 977-1965 or at RebeccasNaturalFoods.com. Support today is coming from Hamilton's at First and Main, celebrating over 20 years of contemporary American fine dining on Charlottesville's historic downtown mall. At Hamilton's, you'll find a seafood, steaks, and vegetarian fare with a full bar and eclectic wine list. Hamilton supports sustainability in food production, transportation, and preparation, and in the community at large. You can see the lunch and dinner menus, make a reservation, or book the private dining space for your function, all at HamiltonsRestaurant.com.
Welcome back. We are talking with Carla Shiflett, founder of Posture Studio right here in Charlottesville. And we were talking about some great tips.
To our listeners, Sir Carlo was demonstrating to us, because we are, we do the radio recording on video, but she's demonstrating that the position of the computer and how close or far you are will really affect your position with your neck and your chin. And so you're seeing a lot more people come in as a result of getting closer to the computer versus the computer coming closer to you. So they're straining and they're changing the position right. of their neck. And then chin goes up a little bit, shoulders get more rounded. So you're starting to see more of that. You've seen that in the past, but now you're seeing that a lot more.
And especially, you know, your head weighs as much as a bowling ball, between, you know, 8 and 12 pounds is pretty much the average weight of a head. And so you want the weight of your head to be over top of the bowl of the pelvis. The word pelvis is actually, you know, Latin for bowl or vessel, and it's a bowl shape. And the weight of the head should go over top of that. That's part of your support structure. But what happens, that's for sitting and for standing. But what happens is once you start leaning in towards your device, whether it's a phone or anything, the weight of your head goes out in front of you. And I'm sure a lot of people have seen these like little graphics where every little bit that your head's out in front of you, how much strain it puts on the rest of your body. Now, again, it's not bad if you do that every now and again, but people are doing this for hours and hours at a time. And then they're going out and not doing things to strengthen out of that position. So maybe strengthen their back or strengthen, you know, to they're doing chin tucks and strengthening those neck muscles again. And then they'll go out and run. And so let's say they've kind of gotten, this becomes a pattern, a new pattern sitting in the slunched, I think they call it a turtling is what they call it, because it looks like you're going into a turtle shell.
It's called turtling.
They'll get into this kind of turtling position and then not realize, well, wait a minute, I've been doing this 8 hours a day for, you know, every day. And then they go out and run in this turtle-like position, not realizing that they're slowly breaking down their body. And so these are the kinds of things that I'll explain to my clients and how to get out of it. As far as some basic things, that's one big basic thing that I would want people to understand. The others, though, are that your torso actually moves in four directions.
So describe the torso to our listeners.
The torso is your core, pretty much. A lot of people think their core is their low abdominals, but the core is actually your whole torso. It's everything that your weighted levers, meaning your arms and your legs and your neck and your head, are attached to. So your torso, your shoulder girdle, your pelvic girdle, your glutes even are included in this, and then the whole trunk, pretty much. So like the whole big square or rectangle of your
rectangle.
Body.
Got
is
it.
What I'm talking about. Yeah. Anyway, so the torso can actually go through four major movements. It can flex, which looks kind of like a sit-up or curling, like that turtling position. Your low body can also do that same position. It can extend, which is the opposite of that. You can go through what's called rotation, which is twisting. So let's say you're rotating to get something out of the back seat of your car. And you can also side bend, which means drawing one shoulder toward the opposite hip. And a lot of times what's happening for people is that, again, they're sitting for long periods of time and getting up and maybe running or riding a bike or doing things that just still maintain that linear position of the torso. And they're not going through those ranges of motion with the torso. So I encourage everyone throughout the day to practice all four of those motions of the torso several times a day. I mean, it's really important.
Going through those four motions. So do you have quick exercises that people can do?
Yeah. And I have actually those on my website. It's kind of hard to describe them over the radio, but I'm happy to. But yeah, definitely things like for extension, just placing your hands right behind your head to support your head, draw your chin to chest and lift your breastbone up toward the ceiling. And that's going to take you through a little bit of extension. So that's one version, right? And especially if you're sitting in a chair, you can allow your back to kind of touch the chair and allow you.
So it's like the opposite of of a, the traditional sit-up. Yeah, the opposite of turtling or the opposite of a sit-up, it looks like. So I'm sitting, and here we are, guys, on the radio. But yeah. I know we're doing this in our chairs right now, and we look, you know, we look the way we look. It looks funny. Yeah. But I'm trying to do this, and I can definitely, and that I know that's something that's not an area of strength of mine, but it's a good reminder to do that. So you put your hands behind your head, and then like if you're sitting on a chair, you try and reach your head gently towards the back of the chair, like the opposite movement of a sit-up. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't think about just lifting the chin though, right?
Oh, got it.
If you just lift the chin, you're using your neck muscle to do it.
Got it.
So you're thinking about lifting your breastbone up toward the ceiling. So you're
actually your breastbone, like the sternum.
Your sternum.
Yeah, your sternum, yeah. The breastbone. So you want to think about bringing that back versus... Yeah. Because the first thing I did, of course, and Carla's smiling as I'm doing it, Carla saw, like, I just lifted my chin to, like, reach my head to the back. She's like, no. Like,
and that's very common because especially if you're weak in that upper back part, it's very common because your body says, oh, I'm going to lift up in this extended position. And so if the muscles don't want to do it, your body's still going to achieve it somehow. And so you're just going to use your neck to do it. But I'm trying to... you know, really target those upper back muscles. So you're going to want to practice some extensions and moves like that throughout the day. You can also just do basic things like if you're sitting in a chair, I encourage people to stand up to do these exercises, but just maybe rotate your body ever so slightly. So you can twist looking toward the right and then twist looking toward the left. So that's another thing that people can do throughout the day.
And again, not just turn your head, turn your whole torso, your trunk. So turn effectively like at the hips.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Rotating the whole torso.
Got it. That feels really good, actually.
Yeah, it should feel really good. And actually, this is a major movement that I notice people lose pretty early on is the ability to twist properly and also extend, which is the one that we just talked about.
You notice that people lose that ability to do that, the rotation of the trunk.
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, as a nurse practitioner, you'll hear people come in and say, oh, I don't know what I did in my back. I was just reaching in the back seat of my car and something tweaked. It's because they didn't really rotate and use their core when they were going into the back seat of their car. And so over time, not knowing how to properly rotate, over time, that turns into some kind of dysfunctional pattern and they end up tweaking themselves. It's not going to happen if you do it improperly, you know, a bunch of times even, but if it becomes a repetitive issue and you lose that ability, you're setting yourself up for injury for sure.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. So
another thing that I really encourage people to do, because again, I'm finding that so many people are sitting is people, and we're doing virtual work. You know, I'll hear people say, oh, I don't want to do virtual classes because I'm kind of like, I'm virtualed out. Like I'm done. I can't do that anymore.
I'm virtualed out.
Yeah. And I hear that and I understand that. But I think that if, you know, get up and move for sure, walk, do the things you do. But I do think that if you're not going to go into a studio and actually work with someone to see you, just doing some sessions where you do have someone looking at your form, maybe giving you some advice. People are walking a lot more. I was reading an article about this. People are walking a lot more than in the past right now, which is great.
Yeah.
But then they're finding, wait a minute, my hips are bothering me or this is happening. So getting some advice on walking mechanics or exercises you can do to make sure that your back of your legs and your glutes stay strong if you're sitting for long periods of time, because you get what I call, I think people have heard of dead butt syndrome, or that's what they call it, dead butt syndrome, where your glutes don't work properly, or it's also called tech butt, where you're just sitting for long periods of time, and over time, the upper part of your glutes get elongated and weak, and so you don't fire your glutes anymore.
I'm so, guys, I'm just cracking up here. You can't see me, but I can't even talk because I'm laughing so hard about just the visual about dead butt, and then...
Dead butt. Yep.
Tech butt. All right, guys, you're listening to Carla Shiflett here from Posture Studio, and please do not let yourself get dead butt.
No, don't get dead butt.
Don't get dead butt.
Your glutes are the largest muscle group in the body for a reason, because earlier I was talking about how it supports your body, your pelvic bowl supports your body up in space, and your glutes are a big part of that. So what happens especially if people are sitting a lot, they get up and walk and their tailbone will kind of tuck under them or their glutes have turned off. And so they start swaying their hips forward. And again, then they might go out and start running like that or try to do exercises. But if you don't work on things like basic squats or hip hinges or the lateral movements of your legs, you're not keeping that whole line strong. And so it's really important to do a lot of glute exercises if you're sitting for long periods of time. And also just think about mechanics for walking and running, stuff like that.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So tell us, because these are amazing tips, actually just doing them right now, I'm already starting to feel a little bit better because I've already been sitting for a couple hours in meetings and all that. Mm-hmm. And I have a few more hours of work, which I'm in good company here with so many of our listeners also going through this. So where can people reach you, reach these amazing videos? Tell us how to contact you.
Mm-hmm. So my website's posturestudio.com and you can call us at 434-293-7611, or you can email us at info@posturestudio.com. And at Posture Studio, you know, I'm obviously there, but we also have several people who are physical therapists and also Pilates instructors. We also have someone who's also a 20-year veteran of teaching Pilates, who also does some other techniques, muscle activation techniques. And all of these women are great at explaining proper movement form, biomechanics. Again, though, I've been talking a lot about that because it's important, but you can also, we really also will work out people hard once they're ready for it. And so, you know,
yes, I can attest to that.
Yeah.
I've come out of there destroyed, like tired, sweating. So it's not just like the rehab thing, like Carla, especially in her higher level classes, you will get a workout, guys. It is not easy.
Yeah.
But she wants to make sure that when you work out hard, you're working out properly and activating the right muscles in the right sequence so you don't injure yourself long-term wise.
Good idea.
And what is your also social media? Because you're very active on social media. You have great tips there. You have free videos, like lots of resources. So other than the website, which is again, posturestudio.com, right?
Yep. And on Facebook, you can just find us at Posture Studio by looking at Posture Studio Pilates. And then on Instagram, it's just Posture Studio.
Okay.
But yeah, we post a lot of, I do little tutorials. We do some free videos. I'm getting ready to launch a whole video series. With tips and tricks, things, little pieces of advice that can help.
Great. I've already seen some of those. And I was looking at actually one of your videos yesterday about you were showing like how, I think it was on Instagram yesterday, you know, like you were holding onto a chair and lifting up your leg properly at the back, sort of firing your glutes properly.
That's right.
And that whole sequence of movement. And you explained that so beautifully. Mm-hmm. So for our listeners here, guys, we are just wrapping up an amazing interview with Carla Shiflett, the owner and founder of Posture Studio here in town in Charlottesville. And she does functional-based Pilates, lots of rehab, functional movement, but she also does Pilates classes and other services at Posture Studio. So look her up. She's an amazing resource. I've gone through her program and knock on wood, and I will knock on wood, I've been injury-free since I've worked with Carla years ago now and still integrate some of the basic principles that she taught me.
Always a good place to be, injury-free.
Injury-free. Yeah. We like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you so much,
Carla,
your time.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Your Health, brought to you by Hamilton's on Downtown Mall, by B Vital Healthcare, Optimize Health and Performance, and by Rebecca's Natural Foods, where your journey to a healthy life begins. To Your Health is heard every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 on 97.9 The Wren. Mike and Melanie will be right back after these messages. B-Vital Health strives to support individuals, companies, and schools of all sizes in all of their health needs. They are now offering COVID testing to companies and schools. Individuals can come to the office, where in most cases, you'll be in and out in less than 30 minutes. They will also come to your company or school. You can visit them at bevitalhealth.com or call them at 434-964-6270. B-Vital Health supports 97.9 The Wren.
Support today is coming from Hamilton's at First and Main, celebrating over 20 years of contemporary American fine dining on Charlottesville's historic downtown mall. At Hamilton's, you'll find a seafood, steaks, and vegetarian fare with a full bar and eclectic wine list. Hamilton's supports sustainability in food production, transportation, and preparation, and in the community at large. You can see the lunch and dinner menus, make a reservation, or book the private dining space for your function all at hamiltonsrestaurant.com.
Everybody knows that you are what you eat. We all know that. And we are a food first host and co-host here, for sure. I just wanted to also mention, people just can't get everything they need from their food. So they have to go to a supplement. And I know you are a big proponent in that. If that's needed, the highest quality, of course. So let's discuss the high quality supplements that you recommend. And then also we're going to go into some of the scams that are out there, some of the misinformation that's out there. So here it is, supplements. How about that?
Absolutely. It's a great topic and something I'm definitely super passionate about. There's a lot of issues and there's a lot of education that needs to be done around this. That's for sure. I take a lot of time in my practice to educate my patients about this.
How do people know they're getting a high quality supplement? Is there some place they can access?
Well, let's start with maybe explaining why we care about this and educating, really empowering our listeners with the information so they can make better decisions. So to all our listeners, it's important for you guys to understand that the supplement industry is, and the medication industry, by the way, they're not as tightly regulated as we would think. And there's a lot of leeway in both those industries, especially in the supplement industry, meaning that things can change, things can vary, and the standard of testing to make sure that the product is pure, that it contains what it has, that it doesn't have contaminant, is probably not as strict as possibly it should be. So it's really up to the companies to make those decisions as to how strict and how much testing their product and how rigorous their testing is going to be on the quality of their product. So again, there's not a ton of government regulations behind it. And there's good and bad about that. So it is up to the company to determine what they're going to do. So when we look at a supplement, if it's been double or triple certified for quality, then you're looking at a much higher quality product. And that's not necessarily that easy to find out in terms of, you know, what their standards are. But if you go with a lower end, so a company that doesn't go through those rigorous steps to make sure that their product, one, has what's actually listed in there. So this is really important, guys, because sometimes some of these companies, they will list that, for example, they put maybe 100 milligrams of magnesium. Per the FDA regulations, they are allowed to have, I believe, up to 20% variation of that. Yes, meaning that most likely there's going to be less because the company is allowed to put less in there. So that's one of the things, is if you don't get a high quality supplement, you are probably not getting the full amount of that ingredient that you're trying to get. So that's number one, is what you're getting actually in there. Two, are you getting extras? And I'm putting air quote here, guys, because we do this on Zoom, Mike and I. are you getting extras? This is a big deal in the supplement industry, especially if you're looking to improve your health or support your health with this product or this supplement. You may be getting contaminants and allergens if you don't invest in a high quality product, meaning if the company is not investing in double or triple checking certification and testing to make sure that they don't have ingredients in there that are tainted or that are allergens or that are contaminants. And there's a lot of supplements coming out of the more
bodybuilding and the weight loss industry, where there was a big push for those supplements. And a lot of those supplements were coming out as being very tainted. And those supplements, and this is just one example, were tainted with hormones. And some people were getting these weight loss or bodybuilding supplements, and there were amounts, measurable amounts of hormones, like testosterone and other hormones in there. You don't want that, guys. You do not want to be taking a supplement and start messing with your hormones. I mean, we have talked. Go back and listen, if you haven't already listened, to our amazing interview with Dr. Cope. Hormonal balance is a fine, fine thing and is critical to overall health. So if you're then taking a supplement that's messing with your natural hormone balance, you are going to have some negative consequences. But that is one example of a really bad era in supplements, where they became, the regulations became a little bit stricter. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because that was needed. But also, Olympic athletes have been disqualified because they tested positive because of supplements that they were using actually had ingredients that are on the banned list.
Oh,
so this
God.
Is all the way to Olympic athletes who are high performers taking supplements to help them recover, for example, or just to support their health. Some of these athletes, some of them probably were possibly treading a fine line, maybe cheating. Others weren't. They genuinely were just taking supplements and that were supposed to just support their recovery. And it was not, in fact, supporting their recovery. They were getting contaminants. They were getting hormones. And they tested positive and were disqualified from the Olympic Games.
Oh, so this is
a big deal, all the way from, you know, someone who's not sick, not trying to qualify for the Olympics, and just trying to support their health. And they can be getting contaminants. So these are the reasons. These are the two main reasons that we promote here at To Your Health, high quality supplements. All right. Because you want to be getting what you're supposed to be getting, and you don't want to be getting any extras. Again, air quote
yeah.
extras. They're not good extras. So this is something that when I choose a supplement company, my recommendation, my protocols go through, and all of our protocols from our providers and a health coach at BeVital, we go through a pretty rigorous process of picking brands and companies that go above and beyond. They go through extra steps to inspect their product to make sure that we don't get any extras, or we get what we're supposed to get. If it says 100 milligrams of magnesium, you're getting 100 milligrams of magnesium, and you're not getting, especially allergens. For my patients, I have very sensitive patients in many cases, meaning that they will be sensitive to allergens. So talk about like just dairy products. A lot of capsules are filled with ingredients that may contain like casein or dairy they're using cheap powders to fill their capsules. So if it's not listed on the bottle that it's free of, and they have to list the allergens, then I would start being extremely worried. And that's one of the things I tell my patients. I'm like, if you're not sure, when in doubt, to look at, to make sure you're getting a high quality product, it has to list on the back that it does not contain any dyes, is free of gluten, dairy, corn, soy, and eggs. And
okay.
if they list that by law, they've had to go through a testing process to ensure that their product does not contain those things.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And oh, by the way, folks, Melanie should know about these Olympic athletes. She was the former United States and Canadian mountain bike champion.
I was
so
not U.S. national
champion. Oh, so Canadian. Oh, man. I'm glad sitting Canadian. Here adding this stuff to it already, guys.
Oh, thank you for boosting my resume.
So don't listen to me, folks. And I'm like one of those supplement companies. I'll just add some stuff and make it sound good. No.
Are you doing extras? Doing extras?
I am. So Canadian mountain bike champion. So she should know, world-class athlete. And that's so you should definitely know about that. you're saying they get these extras that aren't necessarily good. So fillers, you mentioned casein, and I just wanted to let everybody know, casein comes in cheese naturally. And
part of dairy.
Right. And the full name is casomorphin. And the reason it sounds like morphine is because it goes to your opioid receptors and it addicts you. If you don't believe me, have someone tell you you've got to give up your cheese and you'll start salivating.
Oh, man.
Just like an addict. And right, or crying, right? But the thing is, folks, the food scientists understood this. And so they started putting casein in everything just to addict us. Very similar to what the tobacco industry did. They put the chemical in tobacco to make sure that nicotine passed the blood-brain barrier unimpeded.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yep.
And that's the same thing as putting casein in a cereal product where it's not even supposed to be, just so that you'll become addicted. So that's pretty nefarious. And just to let you know, that's what we do here on To Your Health. We let you know what's going on. And that's what we're talking about right now, right here on 97.9 The Wren on To Your Health. And we're talking to my co-host, Melanie Dorion, about supplements and how you can find out, are you getting the highest quality? And so, Mel, I wanted to ask you, I know that in many cases, when you just take, say, magnesium, and you just take that one thing out of, say, a plant, where, you know, I believe kale, you get magnesium from kale. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's some magnesium in kale. Yeah. Nuts and seeds are some of the better sources.
Nuts and seeds are the better sources. Yep. So let's say you pull the magnesium out of some nuts and you put it into a supplement. How do we know, or is there a way to find out, can we actually get that from the supplement? Because I know if you get it, if you go and you eat your nuts and your seeds, you're getting the complete matrix. And so you're going to get the magnesium. But how can you tell that you're getting the magnesium from the supplement?
If I understand correctly, you're asking, how do we know when you're taking a supplement, for example, magnesium, that you're actually absorbing it and getting it?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Other than testing,
really
I know you can test for it.
Yeah. So testing is definitely one of the ways. There's not necessarily an easy, straightforward way of knowing that. Certainly, again, we are food first here, but especially for my patient population and for the world, the planet right now under extra stress with COVID and a lot of different stressors coming at us right now, people can definitely benefit from a little bit extra support. And magnesium is one of the best supplements. One of the ways is, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. So for example, magnesium, and I mean, this would be an amazing series to like pick our top and you know, are the top supplements that you and I think, or your guests have recommended to our listeners, and do a series on what are the symptoms and how do you feel. But for example, magnesium, magnesium is involved in over 300 biochemical reactions. But one of the things is it really helps the body be more resilient or manage stress better. So if you're finding yourself having a harder time relaxing, having a harder time calming your mind, having a little bit more anxiety, not sleeping as well, so sleep quality or the ability to fall asleep, magnesium is involved in all of those things. Muscle cramping, muscle recovery, magnesium is involved in all of those things. So without testing, I ask my patients, remember what your baseline is right now. You know, why are we looking at that supplement for these issues, for example, that I just listed? And then start taking it and take it regularly. It's not one of those, because I have a lot of patients that tell me, yeah, I've tried it and it didn't work. Well, okay, let's deconstruct this. What's the quality, how much, and how long were you taking it? So we've talked about quality, get a high quality supplement. And we'll circle back to that to our listeners here and really go into how you can figure that out. But two is how do you feel then? So is it helping? So that's a good way to realize, you know, try and figure out what the supplement can do. And I mean, we have all these online search platforms, you know, and try and use reliable sources, reliable sites in terms of how can I help my muscle cramping? Magnesium is going to be one of those, electrolytes and magnesium. So has it improved your sleep? Has it improved your mood? You've got to take it consistently. You know, look at the recommended doses. It's always good. If you buy high quality supplements, they will recommend typically a range, 2 to 4 capsules a day. Okay, we'll start at the lower end. And then you got to take it typically. It's pretty standard. 2 to 4 weeks is about the minimum to see if that's going to have an impact. So start paying a little bit more attention, not after 3 days. Don't give up on the supplement after 3 days. Give it a good 2 to 4 weeks. And then after a month, it's a really fair thing to assess. After a month, has that supplement helped you? Has it had an impact? And don't necessarily look for something extraordinary. To our listeners here, it's something you're going to look for subtleties. Supplements are not something, it's not like a medication that if you go into it, you take a medication when you're super sick and within 48 hours, you feel tremendously better. That is not how supplements work. Supplements are meant to support. So look after 4 weeks, oh yeah, I'm probably getting 50% less cramps. Or man, like that's true. Now I'm back to my baseline of I can calm my mind down and I'm waking up at night anxious thinking about things or ruminating. So those are the things you're going to look for. Like, are you back to a more comfortable baseline? Are you back to having fewer health concerns that led you to start that supplement? So those are the things you want to look for. And it's going to be subtle. It's going to be, are these things improved? The concerns that you have, are they slightly better? If so, most likely that supplement is doing something. And magnesium is a great example because it's one that I recommend a lot. And I've had so many patients that within even less than 4 weeks, within 1 to 2 weeks, they noticed improvement. I mean, I have some patients who are like, I do not want to get off of this. Like, I'm sleeping better. My cramps are better. You know, I'm more regular now. I go to the bathroom because magnesium, different types of magnesium can absolutely help digestive regularity. So those are the things you look for. So fatigue is another one. It's my specialty. that's my jam. I love my tired patients because it's challenging. But for example, if you're depleted, and we talk about this, like B12 and folate, the B as in beta, or boy, the B vitamins are critical for energy and for detox. So if you start supplementing with a high quality that's appropriate for you, a B complex, for example, well, look for mental clarity, for mental sharpness. Is your brain fog improving? Are you able to better tolerate exercise? Do you wake up a little bit more refreshed? Those are the things to look for to see if you are in fact absorbing those nutrients that you're taking in your supplement.
That's a long answer. It's a great answer though. That's for sure. And you mentioned B complex, and I'll throw my little pork fat in here. If you've got pastured pork, preferably local, fresh digs every 2 to 3 weeks or so, and all that, then the fat from that pork is B complex. It's amazing. I just could not believe it when I discovered that. So check it out. Eat the red pork, and you're going to get vitamin B. So, yep. It's wonderful. So that's what we're trying to do for men or women. We just want to do it specifically for humans to help create an epidemic of wellness. That's what we're all about.
Epidemic of wellness. Yes. Absolutely.
And that's what we do here on To Your Health. So thanks for listening, folks. We really do appreciate it.
You've been listening to Your Health with your hosts, Mike McBee and Melanie Doreen. To Your Health is brought to you by Be Vital Healthcare. Optimize health and performance by Hamilton's at First and Main, celebrating over 20 years of sustainable fine dining on the downtown mall. And by Rebecca's Natural Foods in the Barracks Road Shopping Center. Be listening to 97.9 The Wren next Sunday morning at 8 for To Your Health.